sit back and enjoy this roller coaster ride of some of the races of South Africa. White people, try ululate. Afrikaners, pretend it's a rugby game. And blacks, I know you know how to make noise. So, make a lot of noise and welcome on stage the dark and lovely, the ace of race, Siv Ngesi!
Ngesi, a well-built 27-year-old, sprints onto the stage to music from the Star Wars movies. He playfully promises to offend everyone in his multiracial, multicultural audience. The comic begins by making fun of black South Africans' habit of loudly clearing their noses and throats in public. Ngesi suggests they do this because they believe sinus problems affect whites only.
How many white people have you ever heard doing this?
He says he's able to get away with the extreme jokes he makes because he has a special personality that people trust.
So if I say something that's extreme and ludicrous, people will be like, it's just Siv. It's just Siv. My show is not a show that anyone can do. Race is my thing. I am the ace of race. And you can't just pick up my script and you try to do the same thing because a lot of people will fail. There are people out there who can do it, but it's a certain kind of je ne sais quoi about it that you need to have.
Ngesi satirizes and parodies rich white South Africans who give their kids broken toys to the poor children of their black domestic helpers.
With all these broken toys in the townships, a lot of black kids grew up thinking that Barbie was a half-blind paraplegic girl. You know? When you hear the black girls, ach shame, poor Barbie, poor white girls, man.
Then he addresses white Afrikaners in the audience. In a heavy Afrikaans accent, he suggests they have no dress sense and are almost always overweight.
Have you always seen them walking around in their two-tone shirts? Chest out, stomach out.
Ngesi jokes about South Africa's mixed-race people, known as coloureds, and their stereotypical love of wine. At the same time, he points out that many of them have no teeth.
I mean, who needs teeth when you're on a liquid diet?
Ngesi says as a comic, his mission is to take down racism, as he puts it.
The only time there'll be no racism is when we're all coloured from interbreeding. And I can't wait that long. I don't want people to leave my show feeling proud to be South African and knowing that in South Africa, the only thing that should be separated by colour is the laundry.
He insists that racism is far more complex than someone hating another person based on skin colour.
I've met racists who get along with me because they have seen that I'm different to the other blacks, inverted commas. I'm different to other blacks. And it shows you that it's not about the color of your skin. It's got a lot to do with background and upbringing and beliefs. It's a cultural thing or even a class thing.
To explain his reasoning, the comedian refers to the sport of rugby. It's adored by South Africa's white Afrikaners.
A lot of Afrikaans people love me because I love rugby and we have something in common. So if you can find a link with someone and you find a common purpose, that's the most important thing. Like in America...
If this happens, Ngesi says, skin colour becomes insignificant. He maintains, though, that when he's on stage, he's not black. He's a South African with the job of making people laugh.
Ladies, studies have shown that dark chocolate is very good for you.
Something he's achieving regularly as he seeks to break the barriers of prejudice with humour. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.
Nigeria, Ghana. Those guys are so black that they're nearly purple. They're so black. They're so black that when other blacks see them, they go, you see that guy? He's black, that guy. That guy is black, chief. No, but white people simply call black people the blacks. Them, those people. You know? Now the blacks love the delicacies. They love the delicacies when it comes to food. You know, sheep head and intestines.